All right. Hello, everyone. Very welcome to this solo episode, actually my first solo episode, because I always thought like people who do solo episodes are complete narcissists. I still don't know if this is true or not. I don't want to generalize that, and I just hope I'm not a narcissist for recording this solo episode. But I wanted to update you on something. I guess you already noticed that there was a little change here and there in the podcast and how I do stuff. And that's basically because this is my personal playground. I don't have no go-to recipe how to record anything. I don't plan my content, nothing like that. This is just trial and error. And I need to say after, I've been working for 1 year now on this podcast, and I really need to say I learned a lot. Basically, I learned that what I'm doing is perfectly fine and that I should let go even more than I already, let go. And I really hope that is the same for you, that you have a valuable insight or aha moment in every episode. So, what's new? What's coming? I have some pretty nice guests lined up. I don't want to hide that I was thinking to drop that podcast because I felt like it's not what I initially wanted it to be anymore. And then I discovered, I can change that because it's my project. So this is what I'm doing now. And I don't want to publish regularly anymore. That is just not in alignment with my flow, with my natural schedule. And it's really stressing me out. And I really felt like the last couple of episodes I recorded, and I didn't even publish all of what I recorded because I felt so shit while recording, because I was under pressure somehow to deliver every week. And I really think that is not the best way to produce really, really good content. And this is what I want to change, because I don't want to publish every week if it's not nice content. So what can you expect this year or the next couple of months? I think I want to concentrate on regular conversations about unschooling, deschooling, Bitcoin, and everything that has to do with these topics. And I want to try to record regular solo episodes about our daily unschooling stuff and deschooling insights, because people have been asking about that, like, how do you unschool and how did you deschool yourself? So as I don't want to, take a bath in the past and tell you about, this is what I've been doing last year. No, I want you to be there with me right now. So I try to record regular episodes on that. And I really want to invite every one of you to join me on an episode. If you feel like hopping on an episode with me, even just for 5 minutes, it doesn't need to be 60 minutes recording or anything like that. You can bring your friend, your partner, your kids, because I really want to open up this project to all of you, because all the messages I receive from you are so lovely, and I really see that we are on the same page, the same boat and everything. So as we are all learning, evolving, I really think we should share way more what is actually going on in our everyday lives. It doesn't need to be very personal or, I just want you to feel like this is a community. You can share, you can ask. And I want to bring more creativity, more ideas from all of you into this project. And of course, if you know someone who would be a really good interview partner, drop that name. Let me know, please. Yes, and please also let me know if you hated the solo episode, if you want to have more like that. Text me, send me memes, tell me everything, and tell me what you want to hear, because I do this for you and for me, of course. But oftentimes, if you ask me something, this sometimes the question is new to me and I'm like, dude, I never thought about that. Maybe I should. So keep that message just coming. Talk to me, give me feedback, and invite yourself for an episode. This would be so, so lovely. Yes. So let's talk about our unschooling, deschooling routine that is not a routine at all. So first of all, yeah, I've been asked how I spent Christmas with my kid and stuff because, you know, I'm all about debunking that mainstream bullshit. So I'm obviously not a huge fan of artificial celebration, of any unnatural fiestas out there. And all these expectations, I'm not in there because I'm not religious. I'm not interested in any kind of mainstream media celebration. So why should I take on this expectation and all this pressure of celebrating something, making it extra special when I have the opportunity every day to gift someone something very unique and special from the heart? So no, we don't celebrate at all. And how does my kid cope with this? I would say pretty well. Because, he knows. He first of all knows that it's way more relaxed if I'm not under such pressure of celebrating something I don't believe in. And secondly, he doesn't need it at all. So we are on this beautiful island here. It's sunny. We spend a lot of time at the beach with friends. And that's pretty much how we celebrated Christmas. No big gifts or anything. He, of course, received gifts from our family that is celebrating Christmas. Basically bushcraft survival books and these kind of things. So pretty cool stuff that could have been a regular Wednesday gift. So that's just my opinion. So we don't celebrate New Year's Eve or anything like that because I think there's a natural calendar. And we are living after this natural calendar. I think a couple of you will understand what that means. And I think it's nice because the nature actually has a meaning in my life and a very big impact, like moon and sun. And I don't see Santa Claus having so much impact on my daily life. So I'm not really into celebrating Santa Claus. Yeah. So an unschooling really looks like nothing at all. We are just living and we are sharing our lives and ideas and everything. But what I actually did the last couple of days was I grabbed a copy of John Holt and read How Children Learn because my last guest, or let's say the last episode I published, was with Peggy and she was actually a friend of John Holt. And I really somehow felt I want to reread John Holt's book. And yeah, because I think it might be not a new, no new information for me, but it's always good to hear something so excellent twice in your life. So I really, gave that a second read. And I really liked it. I enjoyed it. So if you know, never read something by John Holt, then grab a copy of How Children Learn. It's my favorite book of John Holt. And really nice, we are now reading 1984, George Orwell. So I think this is quite nice. And for my German-speaking listeners, I think there are just two of them. If you don't know the Kangaroo Chronicles yet, you should give this a listen or read it with your kids because it's like 1984, but in hilarious. And for my kid, it was, and it still is, I've been listening to The Kangaroo Chronicles by Marc-Uwe Kling, I don't know, millions of times, and maybe 12 years now. It has been 12 years, and I still discover so many details and hilarious aspects I didn't see before. I love it. So I think 1984, yeah, everyone should have read this book. I don't really believe in that sentence because it's just a book. And there are so many books out there that have similar ideas and Yeah, let's see if it's worth the hype. I've never read it in entirely, just like snippets from it. Let's see. The first couple of pages were super boring. I'm very sorry, George. Not my cup of tea, maybe. I really need to laugh. I want to be entertained. Life is so serious. And if I read something, I don't know. I mean, John Holt is not funny, but somehow that doesn't bother me. I don't know. So in another book that my kid's kindergarten teacher, I mean, he's not in kindergarten anymore, but I'm still friends with his kindergarten teacher. She's one of the most brilliant souls on this planet. She was the one who introduced me to the concept of free learning, unschooling, and all of these things. And she was always like, you can do it. Just do it. Follow your instinct. You're doing it right. And she was one of the few humans out there in Germany who really believed in me and who told me, yeah, just pack your stuff and leave and be free and conquer the world and discover who you are in all these things. So thank you very much, first of all. And secondly, she recommended a book by Grace Levelin, The Hive, Self-Directed Learning for Teens. So I have the German copy because obviously my kid is reading German way better than English. And yeah, I need to say for everyone who has like little kids and who's just starting unschooling, free education and all these things, I really like that book. I'm gonna put all the links to these books. I mean, 1984 is not so hard to find, but the other two maybe. I will put this in the description so you can easily find that. And there has been actually another thing that we've been deep diving to in the last couple of weeks. And hilariously, it's the news. But not any news. It's some kind of alternative news. And I know that a lot of you have their go-to sources, and this one is in German, so it's not really beneficial if I share that with you. But, and my son is now in this age where he's really interested in what is going on outside, and he's really able to connecting the dots between so many things, like Epstein Island and all these things. I'm pretty open when it comes to these topics, and I really want him to know what's going on out there. And some might be like, yeah, but this is all conspiracy theory. And you're presenting your kid conspiracy theories. And I don't really believe that. First of all, what is conspiracy? It's just bullshit for me. I mean, the information are out there. So it's not a conspiracy anymore. And all the time, if I'm not really sure if I'm right or wrong with something because there's no full disclosure or anything like that, I'm always telling him, like my kid, like I'm always telling him, dude, I might be wrong. This is just my gut feeling. And I could change my mind in a minute if there comes somebody through the door telling me something I didn't know yet. So, yeah. We love the news. I would never imagined myself listening to the news with my son and speaking about it. Like it's like 12 to 15 minutes per episode, and we spent like 1 or 2 hours discussing every single information, connecting all the information. It's lovely. Yeah. What else is there to share? Yeah, I wanted to share something I'm struggling with, because most of the times I'm presenting like, oh, this is beautiful, this is so nice, it's so easy. Actually, it's not as, not everything is always easy. And what is really not easy for me is media consumption, because I'm on my laptop at least 4 hours a day. Okay, so sometimes it's 8 hours. And of course, my kid wants to be on his laptop and he's gaming and blah, blah, blah. And I'm struggling a lot with that because I think it's not so healthy to spend so much time in front of these devices. And especially, I don't know, like Fortnite or Minecraft or stuff like that. I know that they're learning tons. Like I know it's huge. The potential is huge. But still, I think it's harmful somehow. So I'm always in between, like, yeah, how much time is okay? And do I need to regulate in these kind of things? And the last couple of days or even weeks, I didn't regulate at all. And let's see where this is going, because I can see that his English is improving, his media literacy is improving, his technology skills are skyrocketing. I love to see that. But at the same time, I see the change from outdoor boy survival to indoor kid. And I hate it. I hate it. Anyway, it is what it is. So, and there's another thing, actually, I wanted to mention, and it's about deschooling. Because I think unschooling can't be without proper deschooling. Yeah, and I struggle with expectations. My own expectations, society's expectations. Sometimes I don't even know whose expectations I'm following. And I need to say I'm pretty free. It's not like I'm under constant pressure or anything like that. But I still feel like here and there, I have the chance to let go of stuff. And I took 1 week of vacation, actually, like real vacation. And I had so many plans, like doing yoga, doing this, camping and that. And in the end, I just stayed home. And had a very chill time. I did nothing at all. I spent most of the beach just at home, most of the time at the beach and just at home. Like, and also at home, I do see the sea. So I've been sitting there just watching the waves, the ocean, listening to the noise, lying in the sun, doing nothing. And I guess that's the first time in my life I'm doing that. And I felt so terribly sometimes for like being so unproductive because I really wanted to work on my daily flow, like getting up 6 o'clock, going out with the dog, then doing some Wim Hof breathing, jumping into the cold pool and doing some yoga, green juice, and then some more yoga, some more green juice, some meditation, then like 2 seconds of work where I make like 2 million. So it didn't really happen in this 1 week of vacation. But what I figured out was through this 1 week of letting go of everything, I finally was able to really put in my vision of my daily schedule or routine. And what changed was that I let go of setting an alarm. Normally, I would get up at 6, 6.30, and I would do all these things. But in a mood, I don't want them to do. Like, it just sucks, you know? I just feel like it's a burden to do it, and it's not fun, and it should be fun. It should be, like, exciting and all these things. So now I sleep in every day, and I just go with my natural cycle. And this sounds so lazy, but actually my daily rhythm just changed a bit, and I'm awake much longer. I get up much later. I sleep so much better. I have great breakthroughs in terms of working with lucid dreaming, if some of you are familiar with that. If not, deep dive into Charlie Morley. He's the king of lucid dreaming, I think. So that was a huge aha moment for me. Because it opened up my eyes. If I'm in my natural rhythm and there is nothing wrong at going to bed at 11, waking up at 8, having the best night's sleep, really vivid dreams, you are able to work with what is happening at night. And then actually I'm capable of going for a run with the dog and the cat. She joined us because it's her time. At 6 o'clock, she doesn't want to go for a run, but at 8 o'clock, she wants to go for a run. So actually, this is now my favorite part of my day, to go for a run with these two little crazy, whatever they are. And it's not really hard to sit on the pool doing Wim Hof breathing, then jumping into the pool, because it's just an alignment now. It's an alignment with my rhythm, with my natural rhythm. And I've been talking with my sister about that because she knows how how easily I'm breaking under this pressure. And she was so proud of me for letting go. And she actually said, yeah, that's so healthy and I should never go back. And I really hope, I know that not everyone can sleep in until 8 and stay up and do everything in their natural rhythm. But if you can, don't feel shit for doing so. I'm really proud if you are able to do this. A high five for that. Yeah. That's it for this episode. That's it. And I want you to tell me something about you. Not only what I mentioned in the beginning, but also about your unschooling routine. Like, do you have boundaries or do you have time? Yeah, like time frames, or do you have any kind of schedule? Let me know. And what works for you? What doesn't work? What sucks? And what is your go-to thing to have a peaceful day with your kid? And especially, please tell me about your de-schooling experience, because I think this is the foundation of unschooling. And I want to focus way more in the next couple of episodes on de-schooling yourself. Because unschooling is just letting your kids free. But this is so hard if you don't feel free because of trauma, mind control, brainwashing, and all these things, propaganda, you name it. So let me know what works for you, what you're working on, what you need help with, what you want to talk about, what you want to hear about. I want to know everything, basically. So, and please, follow me on LinkedIn or Twitter, Instagram. I don't care. Follow me somewhere. Get in contact with me. And yeah, please invite yourself to this to the next episode. I would love to talk about all these things with all of you. I'm very grateful that you all listen to my stuff so regularly, really. Appreciate it a lot, and I hope you like the new flow of the podcast, and give me tons of feedback. I mean it. Tons.
Und er hat halt nachts gezockt. Er ist noch gruseliger ist.
Dumm von ihm.
Ja. Und Tag ist nicht so schlimm, aber nachts. Und wenn schon seine Freunde oder so nicht dabei sind, zum Beispiel.
Dann scheißt man sich ein, glaube ich.
Ja, ist richtig schrecklich.